Genesis chapter 41. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, 2289, AH1BC, that Pharaoh dreamed, and indeed, he stood by the river. And there came up out of the river 7 well-favored and fat of flesh cattle, and they fed in a meadow. And then 7 other cattle came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean of flesh, and stood by the other cattle upon the bank of the river. And the ill-favored and lean of flesh cattle ate up the 7 well-favored and fat cattle. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed the second time. And 7 ears of corn came up upon 1 stalk, firm and good. And then 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 firm and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was no one who could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in prison in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in 1 night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored to my office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his clothing, and came in to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it, and I have heard it said of you, that you can understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, In my dream I stood upon the bank of the river, and there came up out of the river 7 cattle, fat of flesh and well favored, and they fed in a meadow. And after that, 7 other cattle came up after them, poor and very ill favored and lean of flesh, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored cattle ate up the 1st 7 fat cattle. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke, and I saw in my 2nd dream, and 7 ears came up in 1 stalk, full and good. And afterward 7 ears, withered, thin, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the 7 good ears. And I told this to the magicians, but there was no one who could declare it to me. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cattle are 7 years, and the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the 7 thin and ill-favored cattle that came up after them are 7 years, and the 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he is showing to Pharaoh. There are coming 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land because of that famine following, because it shall be very grievous. And because the dream was doubled to Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh search out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the 5th part 20% of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land not perish through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and according to your word shall all my people be ruled, only in the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in clothing of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he caused him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, Bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without you shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name, Zaphnath-Paneah, revealer of secret things. And he gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, for a wife. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt, 2289, AH 1753 BC. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh, and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plentiful years the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was around every city, he laid up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he quit counting, because it was without number. And to Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, gave birth to him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, causing to forget. Because God, he said, has caused me to forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, double fruit, because God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenty that was in the land of Egypt came to an end. And the 7 years of famine began to come. 2290 said, just as Joseph had said, and the famine was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, Go to Joseph, what he says to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses, and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine grew greatly in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because the famine was so great in all lands.